नियोजन, कोई भी विवाह नहीं हुआ, किंतु माया ने ऐसा दिखा दिया। दो नो मैरिज टुक प्लेस बट योग माया शोड लाइक दैट। क्यों दिखलाया? इसलिए कि गोकुल ब्रज, गोलोक ब्रज अप्राकृत लीला वहां, उसमें से पार्थिव भाव को जो नित्य भाव है इस जगत में उसी के द्वारा दिखलाया, श्रेष्ठ प्रेम है।
महाराज इज सेइंग वी शुड आस्क क्वेश्चन दैट व्हाई दैट सच मैरिज वाज परफॉर्म्ड बाय योग माया हियर। इन फैक्ट पार्थिव भाव विच इज एटर्नल एग्जिस्टिंग भाव इन अप्रकट लीला इन अप्रकट गोलोक धाम, इन ऑर्डर टू एस्टेब्लिश दैट भाव हियर योग माया परफॉर्म सच एक्टिविटी।
यदि राधा जी कहें ये कृष्ण ही मेरे पति हैं, वही हमारे सर्वस्व हैं, उनके साथ मेरा विवाह हुआ, तो प्रेम की जो प्रगाढ़ता ब्रज ब्रज में देखी जाती है वो नहीं होती, वो रुक्मिणी सप्तभामा की भांति द्वारका वाला प्रेम हो जाता
है। इफ राधा जी सेज दैट कृष्णा इज माय हस्बैंड एंड ही इज ऑलवेज माइन, देन इंटेंस लव कैन नॉट बी सीन विच इज सीन हियर इन ब्रज। इट विल बी इक्विवेलेंट टू दैट टाइप ऑफ लव विच वी सी इन द्वारका बिटवीन कृष्णा एंड हिज वाइव्स।
द्वारका के प्रेम को, रुक्मिणी सप्तभा माँ के प्रेम को स्वकीय भाव कहा जाता है, स्वकीय मधु।
इन द्वारका द रिलेशनशिप बिटवीन कृष्णा एंड महेशी, दिस रिलेशन इज कॉल्ड स्वकीय मधुर भाव।
किंतु ब्रज का भाव, गोपियों का भाव विवाह नहीं कृष्ण से, इसलिए कृष्ण दूसरे के पति हैं, किंतु हमारा से प्रेम है, यह ब्रज का उन्नत उज्जवल मधुर रस कहलाता है।
बट इन ब्रज दो गोपीज आर नॉट मैरिड टू कृष्णा एंड स्टिल दे लव कृष्णा एज देयर लवर, दिस टाइप ऑफ लव इज कॉल्ड उन्नत हाईएस्ट उज्जवल, उज्जवल मीन्स ब्रिलियंट लव, इट इज क्वाइट हाईएस्ट।
मीन्स मैंने पार किए हियर,
हाँ हियर महाराज सेज उज्जवल मीन्स पार किए, पार किए, पारमोर, पारमोर, पारमोर मीन्स दैट लवर। बट
इसलिए विवाह नहीं होने पर भी योग माया ने ऐसा दिखलाया।
देयरफॉर दोस सच मैरिज डिड नॉट टेक प्लेस बट स्टिल योग माया शोड लाइक दैट।
यहाँ पर अभिमन्यु जो कहा जाता है वो भी कोई दूसरा व्यक्ति नहीं है, वो भी कृष्ण का एक प्रकाश है।
हेयर अभिमन्यु हुई सेड टू बी हस्बैंड ऑफ राधा रानी इज नो नन अदर देन एन एक्सपेंशन प्रकाश ऑफ कृष्ण।
इसलिए और भी दिखलाया गया कि जब गर्गाचार्य जी ने कहा, जब ब्रह्मा जी ने गौओं को चरा लिया और सखाओं को भी चुरा लिया, उन्हें एक वर्ष का जो पीरियड था उसमें गर्गाचार्य जी ने अनाउंस किया कि जितनी ब्रज की लड़कियां हैं उनकी शादी कर दिया जाए इस वर्ष। उस समय जितने लड़के बने हुए थे वो सब कृष्ण थे, इसलिए भी उनकी शादी उन्हीं से हुई, किंतु फॉर्म उनका अलग अलग था।
वेल व्हेन ब्रह्मा जी किडनैप्ड ऑल द गोप्स एंड काम्स एट दैट टाइम गर्गाचार्य अनाउंस दिस ईयर इज द बेस्ट ईयर फॉर दोज गोप्स हू हैव गॉट देयर डॉटर्स, दे शुड गेट देयर डॉटर्स मैरिड दिस ईयर एंड हेंस दोज डॉटर्स ऑफ गोप्स वर मैरिड विद डिफरेंट गोप्स बट ऑल दोज गोप्स वर नन बट कृष्णा, दो देयर डिफरेंट।
इसलिए उनका भी कृष्ण के प्रति पार्थिव भाव हुआ।
देयरफॉर ऑल दोज गोपीज हु गॉट मैरिड टू दोज गोप्स, दो दे गॉट मैरिड टू कृष्णा बट बिकॉज दे मैरिड टू डिफरेंट फॉर्म देन कृष्णा, they feel that they are not married to Krishna, so they are having parkya bhav for Krishna.
इसलिए यहाँ पर उसी नाते से उसी भावना से ये कहा जाता है कि ये जावट राधा जी की ससुराल है, किंतु यथार्थता में उनकी ससुराल कहो या परकीय भाव का कहो वो है नंदगांव।
तो इन दिस रिलेशनशिप कंसीडरिंग दैट राधा रानी इज हैविंग पारकीय भाव विद कृष्णा, दिस जावट इज कॉल्ड टू बी हर इन लॉज प्लेस, बट इन रियल सेंस हर इन लॉज प्लेस इज नंदग्राम।
यहाँ पर एक बहुत बड़ा भारी बट का वृक्ष था जिसके नीचे छाया में विश्वभानु महाराज जी ने अपनी कन्या के लिए लाडली बेटी के लिए बहुत ही सुंदर महल बनाया था, जिसकी चित्रकारियों को देख करके जो असल हंस होते थे वो भी मुग्ध हो जाते, समझते थे ये हमारा ये विरोधी है, और उनके पास में आकर लड़ने के लिए वहाँ पर उतर जाते थे, ऐसा सुंदर चित्रकारी वहाँ पर थी।
सो बीनीथ ए ट्री बेनियन ट्री हियर इन जावट विश्वभानु फादर ऑफ राधा रानी गॉट कंस्ट्रक्टेड ए वेरी ब्यूटीफुल पैलेस फॉर राधा रानी। इट वॉज हैविंग सच ए ब्यूटीफुल आर्ट इन साइट, टू सच स्वान्स वर मेड ऑन इट दैट दो स्वान्स विच वर फ्लाइंग दे थॉट दैट downward on the palace there is another swan, our opponent swan, and they used to come to have some fight with them.
यहाँ जो अभिमन्यु को देखते हैं वो भी नापुंसक था, इसलिए उससे राधा जी का मिलने का कोई प्रश्न ही नहीं था, इसलिए कोई भी गोपियों का अपने पतियों के साथ में कोई भी मिलन नहीं था, बस कृष्ण के प्रति एकांगी प्रेम था उनका, अनन्य प्रेम था।
सो हेयर अभिमन्यु जो महाराज सेड इज अनदर प्रकाश ऑफ कृष्णा, बट इनफैक्ट अभिमन्यु हिमसेल्फ वाज इन अ सेंस इम्पोर्टेंट, देयर इज नो क्वेश्चन ऑफ एनी रिलेशनशिप विद ऑफ अभिमन्यु विद राधा रानी। सिमिलरली ऑल गोपीज हैड नो एनी रिलेशनशिप विद देयर हस्बैंड, दे हैव गॉट ओनली वन रिलेशनशिप दैट इज विद कृष्णा।
एक बात और भी विशेष है कि अभिमन्यु दी हस्बैंड ऑफ स्वर्ल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका एंड गोवर्धन सो कॉल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ चंद्रावली, दुर्मद सो कॉल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ आनंद मंजरी द सिस्टर ऑफ श्रीमती राधिका, दुर्जन सो कॉल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ विशाखा and all others so called all like there in their group, एक group में थे और वो कंस के यहाँ नौकरी करते थे और कंस से उनकी मित्रता थी, ऐसा क्यों जोगमाने ने किया, इसका कारण यह था किस परिस्थिति अभाव में कृष्ण से मिलना इतना कठिन है कि उसके लिए बड़ी बड़ी बाधाएं हैं, और इन बाधाओं को अतिक्रम करके जो प्रेम होता है वो सर्वोत्तम प्रेम है, जिसमें अपना सर्वस्व त्याग करना होता है, जिस प्रेम में कोई त्याग करने की वस्तु नहीं वो प्रेम सर्वोत्तम नहीं होता है। इसलिए कृष्ण से उन गोपियों से मिलने के लिए जोग माया ने जानबूझ करके ये ऐसी बाधाएं उत्पन्न की जो उनकी सास उनकी सासुरी उनका पति उनका देवर और दूसरे लोग उसके ठीक ऐसे विरोधी रहे जो एक मिनट भी उनसे मिल न सके, जिससे कि प्रेम की प्रबलता।
सो महाराज इज सेइंग वन स्पेशल थिंग वी हैव टू नोटिस हियर दैट सो कॉल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ राधा रानी अभिमन्यु, सो हस्बैंड ऑफ चंद्रावली गोवर्धन, सो कॉल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ विशाखा दुर्मद एंड हेंस ऑल दीज सो कॉल्ड हस्बैंड ऑफ डिफरेंट
गोपी
योग माया क्रिएटेड दिस सिचुएशन दैट इट वॉज वेरी डिफिकल्ट, इट बिकेम वेरी डिफिकल्ट फॉर राधा रानी एंड गोपीज टू सी कृष्णा, because these opponent parties were very strong. This is made in order to intensify love of Parkiya Bhav. Love, when it comes out of very hardship and impediment, is really real love. At that time, you need to sacrifice a lot. And when there is no sacrifice, love reduces. So here, love is intensified because of this sacrifice, that out of such heavy impediment, still gopis were going and seeing Krishna.
Hamare Vaidik culture mein, Vaidik sanskriti mein, aisa niyam hai, istriyan pati ko parmeshwar samjhe. अपने बेटे को छोड़ देगी, धन को छोड़ देगी, माता पिता को छोड़ देगी, लोक लज्जा भी छोड़ सकती है, किंतु अपने पति को नहीं छोड़ सकती.
According to our Vedic culture, it is mentioned that wives have to consider their husband as God, Parmeshwar, as much as that they may give up their sons. They may give up their all other relatives, house and other maryada. Maryada means any other rules and regulations.
But even life, her life.
And even her life.
They can give up.
But she will never give up her husband.
Kintu aise pati ko bhi chhod karke jo Krishna se pyar karti hain, ye unchi cheez.
But a wife who even gives up her husband, that means she trespasses that strong Vedic culture and son of our culture. This type of woman, ladies, is really having intense love for Krishna.
That is why Uddhava is told, Asha Maho Charan Renu Dusam Ham Sham Binda Bane Kimat Bul Mano Tausadhi Swajan Swajan Arja Pathancha Hitva Veje Mukunda Padabim Sotamhe Brahmigya. Krishna is also supporting this thing. Krishna bhi isko support kar rahe hai. Kya? Napare ham nirabadda sanjuja sadhu krita vibhuta ma bhajana dujar greha singhala sangrishya tadala pratija. Krishna is himself admitting this. Gopis have left their husband, their bad culture. They have jumped their Gurujan, father, mother, and all other, even their lajja, shame and shy also. Their pati and everything. It is very hard. They have given up their all kinds of worldly desires, even only one desire, to meet and to serve Krishna. Nijangam api. Apne samast ango se Krishna ki seva karte. Koi dusra koi usme, koi thoda sa bhi kalima nahi, gopiyon ke prem mein, nirvadya sanyo. Nirvadya means यहाँ तक कि कृष्ण कहते हैं ये गोपियां हमारी सखा हैं, मित्र हैं, मैया जैसा सेवा करती है, दास है, हमारा
गुरु है,
गुरु तक भी
सहाया गुरु शिष्य भी है,
शिष्य भी है,
मुझे सब अंधवा प्रिय.
Maharaj is saying that in Gopi's love there is not a tinge of blemishness at all, and their love for Krishna is purely and completely pure.
Krishna is admitting this.
Yeah.
And telling.
And Krishna is admitting it. And Krishna is saying that your love is so intense and pious and flawless. He says flawless. That I cannot repay it back, because you have given up the tight chain of your householdness, and you have come across your Vedic dharma also.
Not only Krishna, because Krishna is beloved of his day, he may tell this.
So Maharaj
may tell lies.
इवन उद्धव इज सेइंग लाइक दिस
उद्धव नॉट ओनली उद्धव नारद नॉट ओनली नारद चतुर संत सनक सनंदन सनातन सनक कुमार करुणांकुरमयी करुणा भरीते सनक सनातन ब्रह्मा हिंसक लॉर्ड शिवा ऑल आर सो गोपियों का जो प्रेम है यह पार्थिव भाव अत्यंत सुंदर और सबसे श्रेष्ठ प्रेम है। इसी प्रेम के अधीन कृष्ण विशेष करके होते हैं, दूसरे प्रेम के द्वारा इतना वशीभूत नहीं होते।
सो गोपीज लव इज अटमोस्ट ब्यूटीफुल एंड टॉपमोस्ट ऑफ ऑल एंड ओनली बिकॉज ऑफ दिस लव कृष्णा इज टोटली कंट्रोल्ड बाय अदर लव ही इज नॉट सो मच कंट्रोल्ड।
दिस प्रेम इज नॉट ऑफ दिस प्लेनेट, इट इज इन द मैंने ये गोलोक वृंदावन के निवृत गुहा में बहुत ही ज्वेल के रूप में इससे बढ़कर के और कोई संपत्ति नहीं हो सकती। वहां पर कृष्ण के हृदय में हो रहता है ये गोपियों का प्रेम।
तो महाराज इज एक्सप्लेनिंग दैट दिस लव डज नॉट एग्जिस्ट इन दिस यूनिवर्स एंड दिस लव इज द मोस्ट प्रीशियस ज्वेल एंड ज्वेल इज ऑलवेज इन साइड ए लॉकर सिमिलरली इन गोलोक वृंदावन एंड दैट्स ऑल्सो इन द टॉप मोस्ट सीक्रेट प्लेस ऑफ गोलोक वृंदावन दिस लव इज रेजाइड्स in heart of as a precious jewel in heart and cave and lockers of Krishna's heart
and ye jawat mein Srimati Radhika ji hi nahi Lalita Vishakha Chitra Champaklata Tungvidya Indulekha Rangdevi Sudendi Rangmanjari
Bhude
All were married to this place. This is the marriage place of all Manjaris and all Srimati Radhika's guru. And also Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Thakur wants to be married here, to be married. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his song, he has told like this. That my birth will be
in Barsana. Birth will be in Barsana.
And my marriage will be done at Javot. And there, by the mercy, causeless mercy of Srimati Radhika, my real name of my Jivatma, soul, all the qualities, my swabhav,
nature,
dress, that 11 kinds of all these things, when it will be realized in my heart. Bhakti Vinod Thakur tells.
ये गुण 11 तरह के हैं.
11 तरह के. तो ये हमारे हृदय में कब आएगा? Bhakti Vinod Thakur जी कह रहे हैं. तो ऐसे देव दुर्लभ, ब्रह्मा और शंकर के भी दुर्लभ स्थान में हम लोग आए हुए हैं. We have come to a place which is not to be attended by,
approached by
Brahma, Shankar, Narad and all other. This place is unknown to Nimbarka, Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, Mara Sampradaya, Ramanujacharya and all Sampradaya. Only by Gaudiya Vaishnava, they know it. And they want to be here, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And Rupa Goswami also, he was doing bhajan at very near a place to this place, that is Kadambate. That is why. So all Goswami used to be here. ऐसा ये दुर्लभ है. यहाँ पर कृष्ण की बहुत सी लीलाएं हैं, उसमें से एक मैं कहूंगा. इसके बाद में हम लोग अभी चेष्टा करेंगे कि चरण पहाड़ी में आप लोगों को दर्शन अंततः कराऊं, जो कृष्ण के चरण, सखाओं के चरण, गोपियों के चरण, हिरणों के, चिरंटों के चरण चिन्ह अभी भी वर्तमान है. आई वॉन्ट टू टेक यू टू द प्लेस ऑफ चरण पहाड़ी वेर कृष्ण फुट स्प्रिंट्स द फुट स्प्रिंट्स ऑफ गोपीज गो डियर्स कौहर्ड बॉयज काउ एवरीवन very distinct. Not only one, but thousands of thousands. At first we are seeing so much, but gradually they are
disappearing.
So we will go, try to go. If we can go there, then we will go and be there. It is in a very deep forest, and there is no road there, only kaccha road. Even we will try, and if buswala can take some distance nearer, then we can go. Otherwise, we will return back, going pranam there.
तो आप कथा सुनाइए।
अब यहाँ की एक कथा सुनाऊं, बस एक ही सुनाऊंगा। Only one, बस। That Krishna once Srimati Radhika was in some part,
sulking.
I am translating. Very interesting.
Don't ever again.
Very interesting कथा महाराजा said.
ये सब बीत बाजू में इंग्लिश।
You are listening me na? I don't need to stand up. Once upon a time, Radha Rani in Man, she became angry. She did not come out of her house for 3-4 days together. So Krishna was very much restless and he wanted to meet Radha Rani. So he became a brahmachari. You know, brahmachari beggar belonging to some ashram like that. He wore such clothes and put a scripture in his hand and khadao feet and just saying alakh niranjan. Alakh niranjan means I want some charity. And such type of brahmacharis, they used to stay at a house only for 5 minutes. That's all. So he came to Javat in front of Radha Rani's house and Jatila came to give him some charity. He said, no, I will not accept charity from you. I don't know whether you are married or non-married. I take charity only from a married woman. I don't accept from widow. I accept only from married woman. So Maharaj was explaining here that, of course, Jatila was on, she was not widow. Because in Braj, there is no any widow lady. But at that time, she was in such appearance without mang, it was not clear whether she was married or not married. Then she went inside, asked Radha Rani, look, very, very brilliant brahmachari is there and he is begging for charity. You go and give him charity, otherwise he will curse and everyone in our house will die. Radha Rani says, no, I will not go. You always put wrong blame on me and if anyone dies in your house, I don't care for that. Then she becomes very much worried about it. Then she asked to Vishakha. Vishakha also insisted. Everyone pressurized her. Then she went, okay, I'll go. Then she went with some flour and some jewels and different things, having in a plate, big plate, thal. She went there with a long veil. You know veil? With long ghungat. When she went there, Krishna says, no, I will not accept it. I don't know whether this person with veil is a lady or a gent, and married or unmarried, widow or not widow. So I want to see first who is he or she. Then Radha Rani just put her.
But Krishna told her. What told her? But I have come, only two.
No, first he has to recognize me. When she just put her veil off little bit and Krishna saw Radha Rani, he just fell down. He said, look, I have not come from this charity of floor. Please put your man and anger in my pot. So Radha Rani saw, oh, it is Krishna. Then she, all that floor and all that thing she bought, she threw it over his head and she then God
and gave on the lotus feet of Srimati Radhika. So here crown is there on the lotus feet of श्रीमती
राधिका एनग्रेव्ड एनग्रेव्ड
एनग्रेव्ड इमेंट में नॉट एनग्रेव्ड
नहीं नहीं वो नीचे है पैर नीचे है और ऊपर मुकुट है तो मुकुट दिख रहा है पैर नहीं दिख रहे
ए आपका ही
डोंट डू डाउट नॉट ही वाज टेकिंग लाठी डोंट डू डाउट उसका चेहरा बिगड़ गया था
राधा रानी रोती है और कृष्ण आकर के उनका
नहीं 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 ये उल्टा उल्टाइए मत उल्टाइए मत
पास पास
किधर देयर इज प्रोमिनेंट वन ऑफ Play from the forks and all were melted. All melted. Writing in their books, Charan Pahari,
Spost Agan Dekha,
Every.
There is three Charan Paharis, right?
Yes.
Or more.
But Vivid is here. And also in Charan Pahari at Kamyavan. Also in Nandagam.
स्पष्ट
है एकदम ये तो बहुत ही स्पष्ट है
उधर भी तक है स्पष्ट है बिल्कुल
संस्कृत वर्ड इज गो असी हु आर यू कौन है वन इन दिस फॉरेस्ट अंडर चौरासी ब्रज मंडल Very near to Nandagam and Barsana. Still, all around there are forests, but this place has become like very busy town. So Koshi means once Srimati was In a kunja, Krishna came and knocked the door of that kunja. कटे उसके दरवाजे को खटखटाया. भीतर से श्रीमती राधिका जी ने कहा, from inner side श्रीमती राधिका asked, Who are you? तुम कौन हो? Who are you? Can you say any one of you? Who are you?
नहीं answer the question.
I'm asking this question. Who are you? आप कौन हैं? हम लोग कहेंगे ये मैं ये शरीर हूँ मेरा नाम बतलाएंगे. It is quite wrong. हम शरीर नहीं भाई तुम ऐसे ही सुनो इतना कोई 10-20 लाख आदमी नहीं है पहले तो 20 लाख आदमियों में सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने यह ऐसे ही भागवत पढ़ा तो वहाँ शी आस्क हु आर यू फ्रॉम हुम इज शी आस्क फ्रॉम कृष्णा कृष्णा टोल्ड आई एम कृष्णा But Krishna has so many meanings. Radhika told that I don't want Krishna. Perhaps you are serpent, very black serpent. Why you want to come? Do you want to bite me? Go in forest. I don't need you. You can go. Then Krishna told that. Oh, I'm not that Krishna, serpent Krishna. I am Ghanashyam. Main Ghanashyam hoon. Radhika told that there is no need of Ghanashyam at all. What is the meaning of Ghanashyam? The cloud who is ready to give at once power. Radhika told, No use of water here. It will be muddy in my courtyard. So go and make shower in forest where it is needed and where cultivation is needed. We are not going to cultivate in my courtyard. so you should go other. Then Krishna told that not Ghanashyam, I am Chakri. Chakri, you know, there are so many meanings of the Chakri. Those who takes Chakra in his hand. And another Chakri is water maker, pot maker. उनको भी चक्री कहते हैं. चक्के पर रख करके घड़े हड़िया और सब प्याले जैसा इच्छा होगा वैसा बना देंगे. सो श्रीमती राधिका टोल्ड वी हैव नो मैरिज सेरेमनी हियर. हम लोगों का विवाह का कोई जरूरत नहीं है, यहाँ नहीं है विवाह सेरेमनी, नहीं हो रही है. जैसे ये बर्तन की जरूरत पड़ेगी, मथुरा में चले जाओ, यू शुड गो मथुरा. आई डोंट नो नीड एनी, वी आर ओनली वेरी किशोरी, नो नीड ऑफ एनीथिंग पॉट्स. देन कृष्णा टोल्ड
हरी,
आई एम हरी, मैं ही हूँ. रात काल से हरी, देन गो हरी इन forest. Hari means lion. Hari means monkey.
I don't want monkeys and lions here. So what Krishna was telling, answering, and Srimati Radhika was cutting all these things in a joke, and Krishna was then defeated. At last he could not select any word to satisfy Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika. So this Ko Ashi has become Ko Si. Also, Ramchandra Fain entered him in his Vaikuntha. For the Vaikuntha, he made first his two sons, Lava and Kush, king of these places. Kush was given this kingdom of Kushasthali. Bharata Maharaj, name after Bharata Maharaj, Bharata Ji ke naam par Bharata ka jo naam hua, Bharatpur. You know Khar and Akshar? Those who had no death. No birth, no sorrow, no suffering, nothing. They are Aksha. They are two conditions of souls and Paramatma and Paramatma. Atma is everywhere, he is one, but jivas are lakhs and lakhs, uncountable, way anant. किंतु दोनों आपको एक ड्रीम काइंड ऑफ मेरी. आई एम दिस बॉडी, फिजिकल बॉडी, आई एम दिस स्पिरिचुअल मैटर एंड ऑल आर माइंड. आई हैव टू कंट्रोल ऑल. आई एम कंट्रोलर ऑफ दिस वर्ल्ड, बट एनी वन कैनॉट कंट्रोल. अभी मरने को जाएंगे, अभी उनका भजन करें, तभी उसका कल्याण हो सकता है, अन्यथा नहीं. If anyone want to be happy, they should try to do bhajan of Krishna. They should try to worship Krishna. मुझे बड़ी खुशी है कि आप लोग इंग्लैंड, अमेरिका, हॉलैंड, न्यूजीलैंड, ऑस्ट्रेलिया, अमेरिका, फ्रॉम ऑल पार्ट्स ऑफ वर्ल्ड यू आर कमिंग टू रियलाइज दिस ट्रूथ. एंड वी इंडियंस are going so much down. we are giving our Indian culture, ancient culture we are giving now, and you are taking this. So I am so happy. Yet, jauvan, buddhi, shari, ye achieve things, jauvan nahi raha. It is not forever. We will be dying. We will die. This body will be old. Our mind will be done. Isliye hum logo ko sochna chahiye. We should always remember. In this world, anything, any matter cannot help us. Cannot help us. We'll have to die. When we will die, we don't know when we will have to die. इसलिए मरने के पहले ही इस चीज को ठीक करो. हमारे जीवन का उद्देश्य और लक्ष्य क्या है? What is the aim and object of our life? What is the object of our this worshipping Krishna? क्या और प्रेम से करोगे तो न जाने क्या हो जाएगा. जब ऐसे ही उपेक्षा करके करते हैं. I think you are all understanding. If anyone takes the name of Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Birth and death, sorrow, suffering, that is thing will go away. Automatically. And if you do, by love, honor, and then love, Krishna Prema will come. Chanting a name, if you cannot chant whole name, utter whole name, one Krishna, no heart. Ram Nam, no heart. You know who is Ram? Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. Radha Ramaya Titi Ramaha. Radha Ramana Krishna hi jo hai, wahi Ram hai. Krishna Hari Ram mein bhi Radha Krishna. Yahan par do, teen aaradhya chaar de, nahi hai. Ek hai. You know that. Ram is Radhika, who takes the mind and heart and controls. She is Radhika, is Hare. Okay? Aram, Radha Ramayati, Radha Raman, Govindi is Ram. So, only one Upasya Radha and Krishna both conjugal. So, very easily, it is very easy to do bhajan, worship of Krishna. No effort, nothing. You can tell by sleeping, so rahi hai, tabhi kar rahe hai. Bhojan kar rahe hai, chikai. So fortunate. To come with us. Soaring in whole parikrama doing chaurasi kuru bhajimandal. And hearing so sweet and tattva katha here. Everywhere. Gaur Pramanande. Now you can take your Mahaprasad. Aap log, inke prasad de.
Om Ajnan Chandrana. So, in Vrindavan, today we have come at Kaliyadaha. And in this Kaliyadaha, right now we are standing at Samadhi of Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad was doing bhajan also here. So it is not only his Samadhi. Another way we can call it is Bhajan Kutir was also here, and as well as Samadhi was also here. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati, Venkat Bhat, and Sri Rangam Sri Balla Bhat, these three brothers were living in Sri Rangam in South India. Sri Rangam is the most famous temple of Lakshmi Narayan. All these three were dedicated devotees of Sri Rangam, that is Lakshmi Narayan. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there, and on request of Venkat Bhat, he stayed at their house for 4 months during Chaturmasya. At that time, lot of satsang took place at his house. Other, I should say, at their house. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, why do you worship Lakshmi Narayan? Why don't you worship Radha Krishna? In Vedic scripture, does Narayan and Krishna is one and the same thing? What makes a difference? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. He says, consort of Narayan is Lakshmi. Yes, she is Lakshmi. But it is said in the scriptures that Lakshmi has keen desire to take part in Krishna's wrath. If both are same, then why consort of Lakshmi is desiring to take part and to love Krishna, to have wrath with Krishna? And again he says, because Krishna is same. If Narayan and Krishna is same, then Lakshmi should have no problem in getting chance to put in wrath. But it is said that she is still doing tapasya, austerity at day one to take part in wrath, but still she could not do. Then he was answered. Do you know why this is said? Because Krishna in Vrindavan is his real state of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in its fullest form exists in Vrindavan. So you should devote love and worship Radha Krishna, and that too in the mood of serving Radha. So here, Sumudanam Saraswati and Venkat Bhatt, they all turn into Krishna Bhakta. From Ravana Sampradaya, they converted into Mahaprabhu Sampradaya. And we know one of our Goswami is son of Venkat Bhatt, that is Gopal Krishna, Gopal Das Bhatt Goswami. And Sumudanam Saraswati also came to Vrindavan, and he has written such a many verses of scripture. So, Sumudanam Saraswati, after getting mercy of Mahaprabhu, came to Vrindavan and stayed here. Here he did bhajan in the line of servant of Radharani, Radharani Dasi Bhav. He was so fully devoted to Vrindavan. He was so much dedicated to stay in Vrindavan that he has said, even if I have to sell my everything, my house, my wife, my daughter, my everything, I am ready for that, but I will not give up Vrindavan. I will stay in Vrindavan. By this truth, he means that he is ready to sacrifice anything in order to live in Vrindavan. Prabhupada Saraswati was very clearly and unhesitatingly stated and written that how Krishna is trying to please Radharani, for which Jayadeva Goswami had hesitation and could not write. And Krishna had to come himself and he wrote it, that Krishna is putting his feet on his head on Radharani's feet just to please her. Prabhupada Saraswati says that in fact the climax of Rasatu comes only when Krishna puts Alta of Radharani. Alta is always put on feet. When Krishna put Alta of Radharani on his head, this only then Rasatu is created to its climax. He has written it so clearly and unhesitatingly. Prabhupada Saraswati called, he has written a song which Prabhupada has explained that for Sevakun he has written specially. That in Sevakun, Radharani, after coming in man, becoming angry, she ordered that nothing bad should be before her at all, even if it was covered with white cloth. And in such a state, she ordered to paint every black into white, including her eyebrows there also. Because I know this black is Sharam is not stronger, rascal. And I don't want to see him. And look, be careful. Don't allow to let him inside the school at all. Go and be watchman. Watch ladies, not watchman, watch ladies. And then Krishna came there. And Radha Rani and Pali Dasi, they are servants. They are standing on the door and gate of school. Krishna comes and he is praying in God. Not praying. Kakubhar. Kakubhar means what should I say? In a very, 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 very begging. Begging and pleading. Begging and pleading. Just putting themselves on the feet of the Palidasi. Begging and pleading. Please, let me see Radha Rani. With this shlok, he is giving the importance of even the servant of Radha Rani, that how much these Palidasi are important, what to speak of Radha Rani. So straightforwardly he is saying like this. He says that Radha Rani is saying, don't let him in, and he, Krishna is saying, please let him get in. And here such type of pastimes are taking place, Leela is taking place. May I get a single straw of a broom where it is clean so that I can get this mercy. I want to enable myself in this pastime. So such type of appears or such type of bhav was Prabhupada Saraswati Pad was having, and we are also in the same line and inclined and intending to have the next step of. Similarly, here they stated about Navdeep also in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he has written that unless we take mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into, we cannot cross the ocean of this material world. Nescience. I think we call it nescience. Nescience. We cannot cross over this ocean of material world. And not only this, unless we get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we cannot dive into the ocean of Bhav Bhakti of Radha Rani. So we have to be begged for his mercy. At the same time, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, for whom we should also beg the same mercy, he was in the mood of Radha Rani Dasya Bhav, and we should beg from him his mercy. From here we will go onward to Kaliyuga. Yes, Prabhupada Saraswati Pad, he has explained his incarnation of Prabhu Vidya in that part, in all Vidya arts. That is why Prabhupada Saraswati was also expert in explaining these things.